Blackstone Audio presents Death of a Dentist by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Sean Grindell. For Jane Sibylla Crossland, with love. Chapter 1. For there was never yet a philosopher that could endure the toothache patiently. William Shakespeare. It was a chill autumn in the Highlands of Scotland when Police Constable Hamish Macbeth awoke in hell. The whole side of his jaw was a burning mass of pain. Toothache. The sort of toothache so bad you cannot tell which tooth is infected because the pain runs through them all. His dentist was in Inverness, and he felt he could not bear the long drive. Loch Dhu, the village in which his police station was situated, did not boast a dentist. The nearest one was in Brackey, a small town 20 miles away. The dentist there was Frederick Gilchrist. The problem was that Hamish Macbeth still had all his teeth and meant to keep them all, and Mr. Gilchrist had a reputation for pulling teeth out rather than saving them, which suited the locals, who still preferred to have their teeth drawn and a nice set of dentures put in. Also, Gilchrist in these days of high dental charges was cheap. One summer visitor complained bitterly that Gilchrist had performed the Great Australian Trench on her. Australian dentists had gained the unfair reputation for casually letting the drill slide across as many teeth as possible, therefore getting themselves a lucrative and steady customer. And although Mr.